Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cow Palace has held its last gun show, the board of directors for the venue voting today to ban the shows. This comes as legislators were set to take up one bill banning gun shows and another transferring authority over the venue and surrounding property to a local agency. Phil, how are these two proposals tied together?
It's all about control of the Cow Palace site. That's an historic place. The Beatles played there. The Republicans had their convention there back in the 60s. Barry Goldwater made his big speech there. It's been a place of livestock shows, rodeos, ongoing concerts. U2 played there for Benioff and Salesforce. It's an icon. The question is, has it gotten too old? It also sits on 68 acres of land. And for years, it rubbed people raw, especially in San Francisco and in neighboring San Mateo County, that they were holding gun shows. Well, they said they were under contract to do it, and they couldn't get out of it for a few years. And that got legislature after legislature mad, and they said, finally, look, we're going to just take the authority away from you. We'll decide. And that's what this bill originally started out with. But now that the Cow Palace has said, okay, we're not going to do gun shows, one might think that the bill would just sort of be shelved. Instead, they're going ahead with it. And I think it's because they want control of the 60-plus acres out there on the border between Daly City and San Francisco for housing and development. And so they want to take it out of the agricultural area, which it is under state control. State areas like this is like the equivalent of San Francisco and San Mateo's county fairgrounds. They want to take it out of that control and give it to a local authority of elected officials who then can move to develop the site.
I am guessing that those gun shows were moneymakers. The lost revenue, is that going to be a big deal?
Well, it's one that they're going to have to live with. I mean, they could use everything from a new roof to other things, Jeff, but it was just politically unfathomable for them to continue on with those shows. They are money makers, and, you know, they've been relatively peaceful. They have. There haven't been any incidents out there. It's more of an image problem than anything else for the San Francisco and San Mateo folks that are upset about the idea of that happening. But, yeah, it's going to take a hit financially. They might get some other things going on instead. The question over a big one, though, is money or no money make is the future. Should that continue to be the Cow Palace as we've known it, or should it be housing and development? And right now the big push is for more housing and development, especially in and around San Francisco.
I haven't been in it in a while. How I remember it when I was a long time ago as being kind of run down. I mean, is it? Again, I mean, I went to a Tom Petty concert there a gazillion years ago. I'm not going to say what year it was, but I would imagine that
Patty, you pretty much summed it up. I think it's been run down since anybody can remember.
Since Tom Petty days.
You'd have to go back to the early 60s or 50s or even the 40s to have it spruced up and happening. But the question is, who's going to do it? By the way, if they do take it over locally, they're going to have to pay for the land. So one way or the other, maybe you and I will see a return for our dollar out of it. But the question is, does the Cow Palace continue to be the rundown but fun place it is, or does it move on to become a housing and development center?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.